Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, comedian Sean Donnelly and Tony Deo, plus the color of the year. It's all coming up next.
Norman, honey, what you doing? It's getting late.
I'm downstairs, honey. Just getting some cereal. Snuggums.
Thank God he found it. I was getting desperate. I hope this works. You know, Judy tried it with Ted, and she said he's become insatiable.
Boy, will Snuggums be in for a treat. Because her hubby is chomping on the new cereal for men who are sexually dysfunctional. It's Nuttin' Raisin, honey.
This sure is tasty. Honey, I'll be right up.
Nuttin' Raisin Honey, the cereal that gets you up in the morning, or any time for that matter. Nuttin' Raisin Honey. Ladies, he'll love the taste, and you'll love that filling feeling.
Oh, my God, Norman, where did you get that thing?
Nuttin' Raisin Honey from Post. Who else? Nuttin' Raisin Honey, coming to a store near you. Nuttin' Raisin Honey. Eat them from the bowl or right out of the box.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Sitting in for Josh, it's Jess Hooker.
Hi.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm so good, Tom.
Good. She's our resident food correspondent. And Chick McGee is across the way, as I mentioned. There's Ace. And we've also been joined by comedian Sean Donnelly and now by comedian Tony Dale. Dale.
Stop that, please.
How do you
think Tony enjoys it. I bet he doesn't. Why don't you ask him?
How do you pronounce your last name, Tony?
You got it.
Dale?
Yeah.
You've been getting this your whole life, I'm guessing.
Right? Yeah, you Dale. Got that as well.
Which makes it doubly enjoyable, I bet, for him. Dale.
It's very memorable. Comedian Sean Donnelly is here. And Sean, you said you grew up where?
I grew up in Long Island, New York, on the border of Nassau County and Queens.
Nassau?
Yep, that's Nassau County,
yeah,
all right.
Dale.
Grew up with this as your high school theme song.
This was, yeah.
Dale.
This plays this at all the football games.
Here we go.
Nassau's gone soul.
Great horn section.
Nassau's gone what?
We've got a dug on beat now.
They've gone soul?
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's... Yes. Gone soul.
Gone funky mix.
We got a funky like beat.
Sorry.
See, we say, we don't say that. We say Nassau smells funky. Nassau's got malls. That's what we say.
That's Nassau County.
Nassau County right there. That's different.
Home of the Nassau Coliseum. Is that still there?
That's, yeah, they just revamped it. Okay. Revamped.
It's got to be better,
yeah.
Right?
They put a new band.
They kind of needed it.
They really needed it.
Remember the name of this band, Christy?
No, I have no idea.
The Furious Five.
Whalers.
The Flash and the Whalers.
MC3.
That's just like every reggae.
The Ramones.
Yeah, Bob Marley and the Wailers. That's the only reggae band I know.
No, the MC5. Are they currently going out as the MC1?
Yeah, there's only one guy left.
Sorry. Nassau
Rock. Who is it? And Nassau
Road. It's the beginning of the end.
That's the name of the band?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Lord.
Wow.
Man, are they embarrassed wherever they are.
It's a great song.
No wonder they...
It is a good song.
Don't...
That's not a positive band name.
Well, but it's a great song.
Yes, this is all the beginning of the end, ladies and gentlemen.
I liked it very much. Now, also, we have an update on a very unusual thing happening regarding our show, and that is the incident in which a photograph of a Bob and Tom t-shirt, sweatshirt actually, showed up in Japan.
Worn by a Japanese pop star.
And it's a video. We couldn't quite figure out what they were saying.
We don't speak Japanese.
So we've had it translated now.
Oh, have we?
Yeah, it says, this person writes from Japan, they were talking not much about who Bob and Tom are, but why he was wearing a shirt.
Oh.
It starts off with the guy in the white shirt saying, "What is the meaning of this?" The guy in the shirt defends himself saying, "Don't mess with Bob and Tom." Another guy says, "Bob and Tom doesn't fit really well here at the Minamiaza Theater," mm-hmm. which must be where they're performing. Apparently, they are Japanese pop stars.
Yes. Hmm. Jorio Fujiwara.
The implication is that the sweatshirt doesn't fit their image.
Oh.
So for whatever random reason, they must have been on an American tour or something, or someone got this guy at a Goodwill Industries store in Tokyo. Who knows? But we're getting all these international requests now for the sweatshirt.
That's amazing.
Because this is some, I guess, teen idol bunch, which is just kind of cool. So that's what's happening with that weird story. And now let's get back to our guest. Tony Deo is here with us, as I mentioned.
Yes.
We just spent the last hour mentioning the fact that Sean looks like a handsome young Santa Claus. any comparisons?
Hermie the dentist? I don't know.
Oh, he has to be a Christmas character?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down so I can look it up later.
I just don't.
He wants to be a dentist.
I can see that, definitely.
I don't know what to say. You know,
he kind of looks like our dentist a little bit.
Put an elf's hat on him?
This is very inside.
Oh, boy.
Christy's, this guy does look exactly like our dentist.
He does.
Totally
serious. Very inside.
He does. You do.
Wow.
My psychic comedy continues.
Alex,
can we find the dentist Twitter page in the break so I can see this guy?
I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Now, Sean Donnelly just mentioned that his marriage ended. He is currently divorced.
That is correct.
And he is currently...
Is it sad, though? Not all divorces are
You're
sad.
Among friends.
Oh, thank you so much.
Is your divorce sad?
No, it was amicable. It ended kind of it ended very
close
nicely.
On the lawn.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the TV out the window, that kind of thing.
Gunplay? Any gunplay?
Butt gunplay?
Any butt play?
Any clothes set on fire?
Yeah, no clothes set on fire. Okay. We just hung out.
Conversely, Tony, I understand you're have been married for quite some time.
Yeah, I've been in it a while, 20 years.
Oh, that is a while.
Our 20th anniversary.
Okay. Yeah, is that going okay? I didn't mean to...
Yeah, it's going great. I made a decision after 20 years, though. I stopped wearing my wedding ring. And I still love my wife as much as always, and she doesn't care. Twenty years. I've done my time with the jewelry.
No. Christy is against this 100%.
But look, I know, and I know what you're going to say. And a buddy of mine said the same thing. He's like, how is a lady that's attracted to you supposed to know that you're unavailable?
Right.
I haven't found that to be a problem. It hasn't really presented itself yet.
I see. 20 children? Any?
Yeah, I have a little 6-year-old boy now.
All right.
Yeah. And
I have a 6-year-old, great age.
It's so much fun. I've had so much more fun than I ever expected. But they do, having a kid, and it's the biggest decision you ever make in your life. You have to be 100% sure. Which,
so you decided to have one?
We did.
Okay.
And you have to be 100% sure. My wife was like 99% sure she wanted a baby. And I was 1% sure I wanted one, so I checked the math, and she was right. We were definitely
having a baby.
Ready.
Having a baby.
Can you mind if I ask boy or girl? And
little boy.
Okay. Yep. Can we ask the name?
His name's Carson. I named him after Johnny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right.
Man, I would have gone mayo or
Mayo Dale?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not going to have enough trouble with
mayo
already.
Mayo.
I'm going to name my kid Pat Sajak.
Yeah. He had a great late night show. For 2 weeks?
That's why, yeah, for about 2 weeks, yeah.
There you go. Is Pat doing okay, Mr. Sajak?
I heard he's back, right? I thought he was back. He returned to work.
He's back, yeah.
He's back at work? Okay. Because have they played the ones where Van is hosting yet?
I didn't see that.
I don't know. I don't watch Wheel.
I don't either. Who would turn the Wheel.
I'm one of those, I like Jeopardy, don't care for the Wheel.
It's America's game, though. That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. It's very bold to say that. Call yourself that.
Yeah.
Now, Christy, what else is happening over there at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk?
Well, we've been talking a lot about Christmas. I hope you're not having a blue Christmas, but if you are, you're on trend. Classic Blue's been named the Pantone Color Institute's Color of the Year for 2020. Lori Pressman, Vice President of the Global Purveyors of Color Consulting.
Well, I don't want to spend any time with her at all.
And analysis. So the color is an anchor offering stability, consistency, and connection.
Wow. How was the after party at that?
Entire year points to this announcement.
I'm not done.
Here it is.
The timeless
blue.
Color chick is also gender neutral.
No, it's
seasonless,
not.
Seasonless.
No.
Mixing well with
Stop.
Other shades throughout the spectrum.
She's talking.
No, but she's wrong.
Yet making a strong statement on
Who
its
is this
own.
Idiot? It's not gender neutral. You go to a gender reveal party. If it's blue, it's a boy.
Exactly.
By definition, it's not gender neutral. Everything this woman has to say.
Stop yelling at me. I didn't.
Everything she says is wrong. She should be put in prison.
Jesus.
Who did Color of the Year? Who are these jackasses?
Well, they've been doing it since 2000.
Well, they should be stopped.
Pantone is
Do our prisons have more room?
If you know anybody who's an art director or a graphic designer, Pantone is the place.
If she says blue is genderless, what does she expect today?
Blue.
First of all, blue isn't pretentious enough for an organization like this. They should do ecru or... These are the things no one knows what color they are.
Ecru.
Was there other nominees? Was there like a bunch of nominees?
It's a beautiful blue.
Yeah,
it's like
did they
the
have a top
10?
They narrowed down.
Yeah. Is it like the Oscars, but for colors?
Yeah. Kind of. I don't know if anybody gets to vote, but.
With the red carpet, though, always is a problem.
Right. Also gender neutral.
No, how of all things to say, a blue is gender neutral? Yeah. False.
False.
Yeah. Of all the colors.
Of all the colors. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. But I do love those gender reveal parties, especially when the ones where people die.
Oh
yeah, almost all of them now.
Well, you're gonna have a boy, but Grammy's dead.
There's blue coming out of her mouth.
Briefly. Oh, maybe that's red.
Goodness.
Congrats on the baby. Fred's gone.
Now, by gender neutral, does she mean that it can be worn by either a man or a woman?
Well, of course. That's probably what she means.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Well, I just think it's ridiculous.
Hello.
Color of the year. Do they have like a Ms. Color? That'd be awkward.
A what?
Oh, well, here's our colored lady of the year.
Oh, whoa.
Very, very awkward.
I say we all go grab some brunch.
I am pointing out how ridiculous this is.
I just want to say it's been nice knowing you guys.
Here's the thing. If we're all quiet, they're going to think he's sitting here by himself. Go ahead, Tom. Oh.
By the way, in 2006, the color sand dollar was the color of the year, which is pretty much ecru.
And you're opposed to me having these people in prison.
Just say
sand dollar.
Yeah.
Sand dollar.
Color of the year. We had to vote, and of course, when we vote, we go. I got a blue color of the year. Oh, come on, baby.
Oh my.
Which one of you is here?
Hey, hey, hey.
Which one of you is queer? Why stop now?
What?
Why stop with that?
Do a Japanese voice.
Holy hell. Yeah, do the Japanese Bob and Tom. Jesus.
Oh, because I need to make my mortgage payment this month.
Here's a nice blues number.
Christmas in jail. Christmas in jail.
I love this tune.
Had a little too much to drink.
Come on.
Ain't got no bail.
And I'm spending New Year's Eve in the Clink. Is Clink still out there?
Clink?
So.
Clink.
Sure. Is that still coming?
I know. I don't know if people use it still.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What is the current in stir? Is that
Big
still?
House?
Hooskow, I think, is coming back.
Big House. Isn't Upstate the current one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Upstate, yeah.
That works.
No matter where you are in the state and what state you're in, it still works.
Mm-hmm. Upstate.
If you're in northern Maine and daddy's in jail, he's upstate.
Upstate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's in Canada. Okay. Now, Tony Deo, again, 20 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Handsome young son named Carson.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, he's a very cute little kid, but he looks nothing like me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You travel a lot, don't you?
And you know what?
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow. Man.
Christy, ease him into it. Aren't you on the road a lot or something?
A lot of people will say, like, he has your smile, but I know they're just grasping. Because, you know, all kids' smiles look alike. I know when someone says he has your smile, that's a polite person trying to say, I don't think that's your kid.
Has anyone ever done that seriously? Wow, I don't think that's your kid. Wow.
Well, they veil it, and, he has your smile.
It's weird how some children look exactly like one parent or the other and not a combo.
I think you were the one telling me this with the recent surge in interest in the so-called DNA test kits that people are getting for the various websites where you can go on, like 23andMe. Weren't you the one telling me that more and more people are discovering
half-brothers and sisters?
Yeah, we talked about
surprises,
this.
Yes. Yeah.
That they're also not, that their own kids aren't theirs.
It's really big for the generation ahead of us, like your parents' generation, our parents' generation, because back in those days, no one talked about it. And a lot of people are finding out, what's up with my dad?
Yeah, you put in your information, and then it'll go, oh, you have a sibling.
Yeah.
It'll just say that. Or you have a cousin or a second cousin. Yeah, it just gives you the information.
Two people that I know very well had that come up. Mm-hmm. They have a sibling, and both of them, the siblings lived within less than 10 miles of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
That's because the bangee, if you will.
You mean the
his driver's license.
The father?
No.
One of them lived
the
close by.
Yeah. Yeah. Whichever.
I should do this because I'm an only child, as far as I know. But if
you want to
do a profile on someone who might have another kid, it'd be my dad somewhere.
And your dad had.
What's happening? Yeah, go on. You want to talk about the color of the ear, don't you? Yeah, that's right.
I was trying to play a little
things you tell
here.
People and then come right back to bite you. Let's take a break, shall we?
This is so sweet. Isn't this nice music?
Hi, palate cleanser.
Tony, I'm trying to remember. Didn't you have an interesting, sort of what we would call a straight job prior to your career in comedy?
Yes, I still have that same straight job.
Let me see if I'm getting this right. Are you the guy that is involved in marching bands?
You're exactly right. Yeah. I choreograph marching band shows.
Hang on, I'll take this. What? Really?
That's big business.
It is big business.
Well, but I mean, is it what it? Are you a purist or do you use the computer program?
That's a good question. I was actually in college right around the time the computer programs came out. And they're amazing because, number one, you don't have to do all the busy work of writing 8,000 X's on a sheet of paper. It looks like a football field. But you can also, like, put yourself anywhere in the stadium and watch the show and see what it's going to look like.
Wow.
This is a huge thing.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
I went to a college that did not have a distinguished marching band, but one of my roommates was in the band, and they were suspended for a game. Actually, the band formed a giant O in the middle of the field, and they said the announcer came on board and said, "This is the Columbia College band's tribute to birth control. They played I've Got Rhythm," and then they had the tuba player running around like a sperm trying to get through a diaphragm. Dean Pouncey thought it was funny. Apparently President.
That sounds about right
President
for college
McGill
marching band.
Did not find it as humorous as one might. But I mean, you do the serious kind of real marching stuff. Where you're doing fun stuff.
And
are you hired as a consultant?
Sort of, yeah. I'm sort of an private contract. Like every high school band, they need a guy like me to do this because they're going to play a band show, and most band directors cannot do this themselves. because they only do one show a year, mm-hmm. and anything you do once a year, you're never going to get good at it. But I write a bunch of shows, so they hire a guy like me. They're like, here's our music, here's how many kids we have in the band.
Do you have to get out there on the ladder and instruct
them? I used to, but I don't anymore. I just write the shows and email them off.
So you're national? You don't have just like a state?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I write a lot. I used to teach band in Texas.
They're still big. Yeah. Texas bands are huge.
Yeah, I moved to Texas just to be a band director.
They just came in here and kicked our butts recently.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we'll get back to this and many other exciting things coming.
We'll get back to the band director? Okay. All right. I can't wait.
Fascinating.
Honestly, I feel like this is why it's been 9 years.
We could get back to your dad's proclivities in the realm of love.
Everybody's going to want answers to questions during the commercial.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.